At the time, the fall of the Firdaus Square statue was presented as a satisfying end to the story of the invasion of Iraq. In the weeks after it came down, coverage of the Iraq war on Fox News and CNN decreased by 70%. On May 1, 2003, Bush stood on the deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln, nowhere near Iraq, but safely off the coast of San Diego. He delivered a speech announcing that major operations in Iraq had ceased. "It was," he said, in front of a giant Stars and Stripes banner repeating the message, "Mission accomplished." There was a historical echo here of Joe Rosenthal's iconic shot of US Marines raising the American flag on Iwo Jima in February 1945. The photograph was widely assumed to signify that victory in the Pacific was imminent. In fact, the Battle of Iwo Jima would go on for another month, and three of the six Marines in the picture would die in it. The war in the Pacific did not end until September 1945. Baudrillard's argument that the 1991 Gulf War did not take place was not an exact fit for the 2003 invasion of Iraq. But the end of that war, as signified by pulling down the statue of Saddam in Firdaus Square, was a perfect Baudrillardian simulation. The media turned an impromptu performance by a few American soldiers into a highly convincing television series finale in which the Iraqi people defeated their dictator. It was repeated in broadcasts and newspapers across the world. It was not true. For those troops fighting the war, and those civilians living through it, the war had only just begun. The coalition had no plan for how to end it, no coherent vision of the Iraq they wanted to emerge. Saddam would be tried and hanged at the end of 2006.